In South Africa, attacks against foreigners spread to Cape Town in the early hours of this morning. A number of people were assaulted in the Dunoon squatter camp and in other parts of the Cape. The violence follows unrest in Johannesburg, where troops were deployed onto the streets to help restore calm. We spoke to the editor of the Cape Town-based Southern Cross Catholic newspaper, Gunther Zimmermacher, about the latest violence there.
The Cape Town violence tends to be concentrated against Somalis, not so much people from Zimbabwe and Mozambique and Malawi as happened in Johannesburg. Cape Town has got a bit of a history of that. There was a series of murders of Somali shopkeepers, especially in the townships about a year and a half ago, preceding, of course, the violence in Johannesburg for quite a while. Violence has also spread to the southern Cape Town of Knysna, where in the squatter camp various people have been attacked. At the same time, especially from Knysna, but also from other areas, we have heard that many South African locals have been standing with their brothers and sisters from other parts of Africa. This certainly happened in Knysna, where many of the refugees found shelter among the local township population. So certainly the violence is not being condoned by most people. There certainly seems to be an element of anarchy that some people are exploiting, but certainly they do not have the support of all the communities.